As we get set for the finals, away and racing in the midgets here for the ACT titles of 2011. And Thomas Sargent gets the jump, looking to sweep the five races of this event. For the midgets, Sargent leading the way here in the first lap. Sargent working his way up across the start-finish line. Sargent now heading down towards the start-finish line. As he heads across the line to complete lap number one, Lewis Hodgson, Jaden Balding, Lucas Lickenberger, Josh Haynes, Taylor Harness, Cameron Morn, and Arias Valenzuela completes the running order. So, Sargent, with a good start, works his way around the top of the circuit once again. Sargent, as I mentioned, has won all four races so far in this event and already setting up a very good lead. He leads Lewis Hodgson by almost 1 second after just two laps of racing. So Hodgson sits back in second position. He finished second in the pre-final after starting in second position for that pre-final. He's had 2 seconds in the heats and a third in the first heat of the weekend. Now Lucas Lickenberger, he started out of position three, but he's fallen back to fourth position. Off the start, Jaden Balding was able to get ahead of him. He and Balding had a great battle in that pre-final earlier this afternoon. In fact, this morning. And it looks like Balding just making a mistake that time as he went through the right-hander. And that will cost him some ground as Lickenberger is having an opportunity to have a run up the outside. And Lickenberger makes the pass. So a mistake going through the right-hander of the S's at the bottom of the circuit results in Jaden Balding losing a spot to Lucas Lickenberger as they headed up the back straight. Sargent leads the way, his best lap, a 38.756 that was set on that last round. The Grenfell driver looking forward to some big races out at Grenfell over the next coming months. Next race meeting on the 5th of June is at Grenfell. It's the last club day before the Bob High Memorial. And then it is, of course, the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July will be an event not to be missed. Lewis Hodgson, Lucas Lickenberger are on the podium as they come through to complete five laps. Jaden Balding with some work to do now. He's 0.17 of a second behind Lickenberger, which translates to less than a cart length. They head through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. Race leader Thomas Sargent well out in front. Sargent in the 47 cart. The arrow working his way back down towards the pit turn as he comes across the start-finish line. A good run by Thomas Sargent in the 47. Lewis Hodgson in the 30. His weekend has been quite consistent. Lucas Lickenberger, he had a DNF in heat number 2 yesterday, which certainly has made his life a little bit more difficult, but hasn't stopped him from getting on the podium. But now Jaden Balding, who had a 7th, a 3rd and a 4th, is pressuring Lickenberger all the way to the checkered flag. So while race leader Sargent is closing in on Arias Valenzuela, Valenzuela in the 58 cart, now completing his third race meeting, starting to show a lot more pace over that period of time, but still needs to get a bit more experience until he'll be ready to mix it with the front runners. Sargent, though, closing in on him now and about to put him one lap down. So Sargeant completes the pass, no problems there for Thomas Sargeant at the front of the field, getting through the back marker in good time. Then it's Hodgson who works his way up onto the back now of Valenzuela, just catches him in the worst possible place through the S's. So the gap is 1.6 of a second last time by. It could see itself increase here as the leader continues to dominate at the front of the field. Josh Haynes, Cameron Ward, Taylor Harness, all in good positions. Still not able to battle out for that position yet, but have shown some good speed throughout the weekend. The gap after Lewis Hodgson got caught with Rios Valenzuela through the S's there has blown out a further 0.5 of a second. So it was a costly place to catch the back marker. Now this battle for third gets Valenzuela right at the start of the back straight. And, oh, just affects Jaden Boulding's run slightly there. And Boulding now getting caught up in the top turns with the back marker. So that gives Littenberger some room to move as the leader continues to knock out some impressive laps. His fastest lap of the race coming as he crossed the start-finish line that time. A 38.694. The best for Lewis Hodgson was also on lap 10. As a 38.877. So that is why Thomas Sargeant has been able to get a good lead and then establish that, maintain it and increase with the benefit of some shrewd moves through the traffic. So Littenberger and Boulding now out to a 0.7 second gap. So Boulding will be doing everything in his power to try and close that gap back down. As they come across the line, the gap has reduced by 0.2 of a second. That was Boulding's fastest lap of the race, a 39.262. So he is now travelling faster than Lucas Littenberger, whose best lap is a 39.384. They work their way up the back straight as the leader is heading into the pit turn. So that is the dominance of Thomas Sargeant. He has got almost a third of the track lead over the third place battle. He still stands with a 3 second gap between first and second. So looking at Thomas Sargeant from Grenfell, and we mentioned about the Grenfell meetings coming up, including the 7th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, which is incorporated into the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Then you have the Wagga Kart Racing Club, the Wollongong Racing Club entry of Lewis Hodgson in his top kart. North Shore Karting Club represented by Lucas Lichtenberger. And then the first of the Canberra drivers in Jaden Boulding in his Arrow. So as Lichtenberger and Boulding again continue to close up, both setting their fastest lap on that lap. And it's Jaden Boulding, 0.2 of a second now, faster than Lucas Lichtenberger. So Boulding really pressing his case to get onto the podium. A 39.015 to a 39.278 as they work their way around the top of the circuit. They head through the pit turns now. Race leader is still Thomas Sargeant. Oh, coming up onto the back of the 7 card of Taylor Harness. Now he's been balked slightly there. Still having a 3.3 second gap. Means he doesn't have to do anything too excited. Doesn't have to make any rash moves. Kart slowing on the circuit. Around the top of the circuit now. I think that's Rios Valenzuela. So he will go 2 laps down. As the leader gets past the back markers quite well, and Lewis Hodgson, as he comes to the checker flag, Thomas Sargeant takes the victory. Lewis Hodgson coming through in second place. Now this battle for third, it is Lucas Littenberger who holds off Jaden Boulding to take the checkered flag. Then it's Josh Haynes, Cameron Ward, Taylor Harness and Reyes Valenzuela, both one lap down. Some great driving there from the Grenfell driver, Thomas Sargent. Good work to take a 3.184 second victory with a best lap of a 38.649 seconds. He set that on lap 12 of 15. An interesting run for sure here at the Stable Karting ACT titles of 2011.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablo on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal par cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Chris Anthony gets the jump in Junior National Heavies Final, but stacks on the mill as they headed into the S's for the first time. Corey Donnelly involved in an incident there. A number of karts now finding their way back onto the circuit, but it is Anthony, Chris Anthony, who led early in the pre-final, leading once again here in the final. But can he hold off Michael Potter? Potter, who dominated racing this weekend with four wins already across the first four races. He won all three heats, and then after a battle early, which saw a number of different times Anthony and Potter having contact on the circuit, they then worked their way to the running order, which had been for most of the weekend, with Potter taking the win and Anthony coming home in second. Well, at the moment, it's Potter looking to the inside of Anthony. He makes the pass. A good clean pass by Michael Potter, who makes the pass in the 18 card and now will set about building up as big a lead as he possibly can. Michael Sulla, who sits in third place currently, he's 1.4 second back on Anthony, and it will take a bit of work for him to close up that gap if Anthony is going to get a clean run here. But if Potter and Anthony start mixing it up, well then Sulla, the driver from the North Shore Club, will be able to close in and really start to battle. So it's Canberra, Sapphire Coast and North Shore Karting Club with Sulla. Then it's Nicholas Lichtenberger, Corey Donnelly, Brody Duncan-Lund. Tori Amos not out on the circuit, so problems for Amos, seeing her not participating in this final. Lichtenberger is 3.4 seconds back from Sulla, who sits in third position, running a 37.2 compared to the 36.7. And interesting, Chris Anthony on lap two set his best lap at a 36.778. Well, Michael Seller on lap four set his best lap at a 37.778. So that was 0.2 of a second quicker than Anthony on that lap, which allowed him to close the gap down to 0.6 of a second. But as the leader, Michael Potter is just clicking off 36.5, 36.6 second laps. He is able to pull away by 0.1 a second a lap over Chris Anthony and Michael Seller, who are now battling it out for second position. Nicholas Lattenberg, well, he is not quite able to match the pace of those front runners. As I said, about a half a second slower than Seller. So he has been able to keep Corey Donnelly well at bay after Donnelly and Brody Duncan Lund were involved in that opening lap altercation through the S's. They have played no further part in challenging for a spot. So with eight laps left to run now for our race leader Michael Potter, he heads across the start-finish line, clicking off a time, 36.6, so he's not backing off at all, just keeping that momentum, keeping those lap times clicking over. Porter now with a 0.8 of a second gap over Anthony and Salah. Now Salah is pulling big amounts of time off Anthony. Over the last couple of laps, he's closed that gap down to a very manageable one, where Anthony will be hearing the noise of the cart in his head and be wondering if he is going to be able to maintain that position. So Anthony starting to come under pressure as Seller again knocks him off by another 0.2 of a second. The gap now visually close to within a cart length. They're going through the dip and up onto the back straight. Along the back straight, it looks like Anthony doesn't have the straight line speed he needs, and that is going to open the door here. Seller tried to put his nose through, but just couldn't quite pull off the pass. So Potter will extend his lead at the front of the field while second and third continue to mix it up. Seller, after making that lunge, is going to have to build his momentum back up again. These drivers running in the Yamaha 100J engines at 140 kilos. The disparity being is as the drivers, who are all growing at different rates, find themselves to be giving away a few kilos here and there to their opposition, and that can make all the difference when it comes down to speed on the racetrack. Michael Potter, your race leader with five laps left to run, is out now and ahead by over 1 second as Anthony is starting to respond now. A 36.7 now going faster than Seller has for the first time in about four laps. So Anthony really got a bit of a scare, I think, when Seller tried to put the pass on him, and he's now knuckling down and trying to knock out some very quick laps indeed. The gap between first and third, just 1.6 of a second. Then it's back 9, almost 10 seconds now between first and fourth position. So, as Lindenberger holds Donnelly at bay, Duncan Lund continues on his run. He is now within a third of a lap of being lapped by the leader of Michael Potter. As Anthony, well, this is to-ing and fro-ing, this battle for second. What can Salah do as Anthony has got to hold him off for 3 seconds? Salah has been quicker. He made a imprudent lunge at him when he first caught him, which cost him ground. These engines don't have the throttle response as we see of a lot of the other classes of carts out on the circuit, and that means that they can't afford to lose any momentum because it takes a lap or two to get back up to speed. And this is exactly what Michael Salla has found after he lost that ground to Chris Anthony a few laps ago. He's back up to speed now and closing in on the 21 cart of Chris Anthony. But will he have enough time with just under two laps remaining for our leaders? Michael Potter still holding his 1 second advantage. He's keeping his lap times now. After a best of a 36.57, he's running around the 36.7s. As Salah again gets to within a cart length on Anthony. Now, what did he learn from that last try to make a pass that he can use now to his advantage? He's had a number of laps to sum up the strengths and weaknesses of Anthony. They head past the white flag and the last lap board is out as Potter, Anthony, Salah all working their way up over the rise. Lotenberg is under pressure now as Corey Donnelly has closed in on him. So this could be a good battle for fourth place on the final lap. Salah not close enough to make a move on Anthony. All the while, Potter is pulling away at the front of the field. The battle for fourth, nose to tail as they head up the back straight. The leader, though, heads to the checkered flag and Michael Potter takes the win. Chris Anthony comes home in second. Michael Salla home in third. The battle for fourth continues on as they head into the pit turn. And it looks like Corey Donnelly has made a last lap pass to take fourth position ahead of Nicholas Leitenberger. And then it's back to Brody Duncan Lund, who will close out the running here in the Junior National Heavy Final. The ACT title holder for 2011 is Michael Potter. Thanks to Stable Karting for their support of Canberra Kart Racing Club in 2011. Michael Potter and Thomas Sargent already crowned with the ACT title. Clubman Light is up next.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Georgie on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know, Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for Restricted Sportsman here. It's Ethan Doughton, Scott Nielsen out of position number 2, Stephen Hampson out of 3, Adam McCoy out of position number 4, Brad Fisher out of position number 5, John McCabe out of position number 6, Matthew Fisher, Sarah Kelly, Jason Broers, Daniel Hoffman, and Daniel Hoffman has withdrawn, I've just been informed. So that leaves Billy Seguras as the 10th place starter. So looking for what should be an interesting restricted sportsman. 170 kilos is the Carton driver. As they're in formation now, looking for a start. Doughton and Nielsen away. Nielsen gets the best of the jump and away off the outside of the front row. Hampson sticks right on the back bumper of Doughton. That leaves McCoy wide and is vulnerable as Brad Fisher makes the pass on him. Now McCoy will have to time his run because he's stuck behind Fisher now, giving Hampson the opportunity to run away. They work their way around the top of the circuit, and it's Nielsen leading the way here as they work their way back into the pit turn. Nielsen, Doughton, Hampson keeping the pressure on him. All three of those drivers at the front of the field have won at some stage throughout the weekend. Then it's back to McCoy, who's made the pass on Brad Fisher, and he sets his sights on the 38 cart of Hampson just ahead of him. So, race leader, Scott Nielsen. He has won the first two heats yesterday, then finished second in heat 3 and the pre-final, and now out in front here in the early running of the final. Doughton has had a second and two third place finishes, winning the pre-final, getting himself that pole position starting spot. Hampson, a DNF in heat number 1, followed by a heat 2, a second place, a win in heat 3, and then third in the pre-final. So, an interesting battle to the finish we'll see here, with Nielsen half a second ahead of Ethan Doughton, then Hampson a further 0.3 of a second back, McCoy starting to close in on him with a good run that time. McCoy a 33.6, he was the second fastest out on the circuit. Nielsen the fastest at the moment with a 33.585. 33.7s for Doughton and Hampson, although Hampson just starting to fall under the clutches now of Adam McCoy, who is pushing hard. McCoy, 33.3, is now the fastest man on the circuit. The 26 cart, running in fourth position, is now 0.1 of a second faster than your leader, Scott Nielsen. Nielsen in the 12 cart, holding off the 95 of Ethan Doughton. Doughton, 0.1 of a second quicker than Nielsen. Nielsen really getting antsy, jumping in his seat, trying to improve his position. He knows he's starting to come under some pressure now. When you start to see a driver jumping in his seat, that is an indication that he is not confident with his speed. Billy Seguras, well, unfortunately, pulling off the circuit. And Seguras pulls his cart clear, as now Doughton starting to range up on the leader in Scott Nielsen. Nielsen working his way around the top turn, side by side as they come off the top turn now. And it's Nielsen holding on for the moment. Downton really putting the pressure on, making Nielsen battle for that spot. Hampson and McCoy nose to tail. So we've got three battles, in fact, as Fisher, Brad Fisher and Matthew Fisher are close together, trying to battle it out for fifth and sixth position. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit again, still this great battle going on into the pit turn between Scott Nielsen and Ethan Downton. Hampson holding off McCoy. McCoy looks ready to make a lunge but just stays in line. Brad Fisher holding off Matthew Fisher as they work their way into the pit turn once again. So as the leaders now, Nielsen and Downton have pulled out to over a second ahead of Hampson and McCoy, doing it easily at the front of the field, but they haven't finished their battle for position. And Hampson pulling away from McCoy on that lap as McCoy trying to close up the gap through the S's. McCoy has got a very good line on Hampson that time, but Hampson getting off the corner and making the run up the hill that much more competitive. Nielsen in the 12 card, a 33.594 on that last lap. Downton a 33.559. This time Nielsen responds with a 33.431. So still the second fastest card out there to Adam McCoy, who sits in fourth place still. McCoy, the fastest card on the circuit, a 33.344. But at the moment, he is a long way behind the leader and is unable to do anything about the leaders who are pulling away in front of them. 11 laps completed. Nielsen looks like he's got Ethan Downton covered off as Downton again closes up on him, but not being worried too much by the pressure at this stage of the race. Still putting in some good times, 33.55 to a 33.57 for Downton. Hampson a 33.8 being matched by McCoy. So McCoy is being slowed quite noticeably by Hampson, but Hampson, a very good driver, not going to make it easy for McCoy to make a pass. Adam McCoy in that 26 card has been moving up through the ranks over the past few years. Started off in the rookies and junior divisions and now making his move up to the seniors and fitting in quite well with these sportsman carters as Nielsen and Downton head into Revolution Race Gear turn number one once again. It's Hampson in third place, still holding off McCoy. Brad Fisher has defended his position to Matthew Fisher and is now pulling away slightly from the 41 cart. Sarah Kelly, Jason Bors, John McCabe rounding out the field of runners here in the final of Restricted Sportsmen. So as the leaders head back across the line with less than four laps to go, McCoy makes the pass going into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. He'd been thinking about it for a number of laps now and he's finally found the opening to make the move. So that's McCoy now heading up the back straight around the top turns. Race leader is still Scott Nielsen with three laps left to run. Coming up through the back markers, they've got past McCabe. Now through the S's, they're going to catch Jason Bors. Broers in the 96 cart. Well, he was a bit further ahead. The blue flags are out. He's telling him to go to the inside. He lets them pass. Good driving there from the back marker in the 96. As the leaders work their way through now with two laps left to run. Nielsen and Doughton. Doughton, what can he do now? McCoy and Hampson starting to hit that traffic that the leaders had on the previous lap. So can Hampson use the back markers to his advantage in the dying laps to grab that third place back and get the step on the podium? They work their way around the top of the circuit. We come to the white flag now. Battle to the finish between Scott Nielsen and Ethan Doughton. One lap to go. They head into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Nielsen has Doughton covered. Through the S's this time. It's Nielsen who bogs down, coming through the right-hander. And that has given Doughton the opportunity to get some momentum. The run up the back straight. Has Nielsen got him? He is going to the top of the circuit. And Nielsen hangs on for the moment. Can Doughton use that momentum? They touch, coming off the top turn. Into the pit turn for the final time. And it looks like Scott Nielsen has done enough to take the victory. Ethan Doughton comes home in second. Third place, Adam McCoy from Stephen Hampson. Brad Fisher will be the next car through, is held on ahead of Matthew Fisher as they head across the start-finish line now. Then it's back to Sarah Kelly, the final cart on the leader's lap. And then one lap down, Jason Browers and John McCabe. Great racing there in the restricted sportsman final. Up next, it's the Sportsman 125 Lite here at the ACT Titles, brought to you by Stable Karting.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Biozone offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here, Sportsman Light 125. Paul Hamilton will start from the pole. Hamilton with a win in that pre-final. He won the first heat of the weekend. Then two second places to Jeff Connell, who started from the pole in the pre-final but finished third behind Jackson Delamont and Hamilton. Ben Cooper, Brendan Scorgi, Robert Amos, Matthew Cooley, Mark Townsend and Lisek Shikoski is how they'll greet the starter. Starter not happy, thought Delamont perhaps got too much of a jump that time. Looked very even at the line. Paul Hamilton On the pole in the 14 cart, the 48, Jackson Delamont. The 4, Jeff Connell. The 2, Ben Cooper. The 53, Brendan Scorgi. The 9, Robert Amess. The 92, Matthew Cooley. The 13 is Mark Townsend. And the 43, Lisek Shikoski. Sportsman, 125 light. Getting set for a start. What should be a very interesting 18-lap final. As we get set, away and racing this time, it is Delamont who gets the jump over Hamilton heading into turn number one. Connell up into third position immediately as they work their way through. It's Cooper who gets the next spot. Cooper, then Scorgi, is working up with Amos directly behind him. Then it's back to the 13 Carter, Townsend, Shikoski making up the rear. They work their way around the top of the circuit, and Hamilton and Connell now starting to battle it out for second position, giving Delamont the opportunity to pull away at the front of the field. So Jackson Delamont in the Mad Harry steel cart works his way down into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. As they head through the S's, Hamilton, who's in a brand new cart, brand new engine this weekend, heads up the back straight. Connell, right on his back bumper, but can't find a way to make the pass currently. So can Jackson Delamont, who has had a fourth place finish, two third place finishes in the heats, then a second in the pre-final, complete his weekend with an ACT title on his mantle. Still plenty of time with 16 laps left to run. Hamilton, working his way through the dip in second position, has got Connell right on his back bumper. As you look at the lap times, though, it is Hamilton who... No, it's Connell who is the fastest. Connell, with a 32.085... is 1/1000th of a second faster than Ben Cooper, who had a 32.086. But it changes as Hamilton now pulls out the fastest lap of the race, a 31.868 ahead of Connell with a 31.914. So the speed certainly quick between those second and third place runners, but the gap, 0.1 of a second between first and second place as Hamilton and Connell continue to battle. They were side by side coming off the top turn that time. All single file now as Delamont, your race leader, still maintains a 0.2 of a second advantage after that lap. Connell looks to the inside of Hamilton, who has his cart strategically placed to cover off any move that Connell might make. It's still Delamont, your race leader. The Mad Harry steel cart. Mad Harry steel cart. The Delamont, based out of Young, done a lot of racing as a junior, now up in the senior ranks, and has shown that speed he showed as a junior, now as a senior competitor. And Delamont, Hamilton, Connell, Cooper still back there in fourth position, thereabouts, not right on the back bumper of Connell, but within 0.4 of a second, which is a cart length. As Delamont clicks off another lap, with 12 laps left to run. Plenty of time for any of those front four carts to really start to mix it up at the front of the field. Race leader, still Jackson Delamont. The 48 cart just set a 31.904 second lap. Not the fastest, he's the third fastest of the top four. This time it's Connell with a 31.89. Was quicker than Hamilton, but Hamilton still has the fastest lap of the race. Hamilton slowing now, a 32.017. Real trouble for Hamilton if he's backing off the pace that much. 0.2 of a second slower than the race leader. So as Delamont throwing that card around, that will cost him a bit of time. It has indeed, because Hamilton now is right on his back bumper. through the S's. Hamilton lost a lot of time again, and this is going to put him under fire from Connell in the four cart. So Jeff Connell around the top of the circuit tries to make the move coming off the top turns on Hamilton, but just can't quite pull it off. Hamilton goes back to being the quickest of the front group, battles further back. Scorgi's racing by himself ahead of Robert Amos. Then Mark Townsend and Matthew Cooley have been having an interesting tussle. They've just swapped places, those two carts, in the 92 and 13. And Cooley and Townsend, well, that could be an interesting battle going forward as this race continues on. We're at half race distance, or in fact just over half race distance now, as they complete 10 laps. Delamont leading the way from Hamilton. Then it's Connell. Ben Cooper just sitting thereabouts in that number two cart. He has got some pace there. Cooper is the third fastest on the circuit. So Jackson Delamont, who is in fact leading this race, has actually set the fourth fastest time of anyone on the circuit, which shows track position is king, because Hamilton can close up that gap, get right onto his back bumper, but can't quite complete the pass. So as they work their way up the back straight, once again Delamont, Hamilton and Connell, they are pulling away from Cooper. Cooper now 0.6 of a second. So over the last few laps, he has lost about 0.1 of a second each lap to that front group. But Delamont, who made the big move off the start around the outside, is really making that advantage stay. He is leading along the back straight. Delamont will have five laps left to go as they complete lap 13. Delamont, Hamilton and Connell. Then it's back to Cooper. Now a good battle between Scorgi and Robert Amos. Amos almost running up the back of Scorgi into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. So this battle heating up back for fifth position now as Scorgi and Amos mix it up, and that's allowing Cooley and Townsend to pull up onto them. Four laps remain as Delamont continues to lead. Connell is still there and about. Cooper falling off the pace as Amos again almost into the back of Brendan Scorgi, going down into the S's that time. So Amos really getting held up in the slower parts of the track by the 53 cart of Brendan Scorgi. But Scorgi has good straight line speed, which allows him to open up a buffer, which stops Amos making a move into their critical passing points. Delamont starting to feel the pressure from the 14 cart of Paul Hamilton, the stable karting entry. Heads up the back straight once again. Can Delamont hold on here under the intense pressure that Hamilton is putting him under? Delamont now with a 31.81, his fastest lap. Fastest lap for Paul Hamilton, a 31.802. And Jeff Connell, still the fastest man on the circuit, a 31.790, his best time. They head up the back straight again, and Delamont has got himself some breathing space. Amos back there in the battle for fifth, still can't get past Scorgi, and now he's going to come under pressure from Matthew Cooley with one lap left to travel. Final lap commences. Has Jackson Delamont done enough to maintain his position? He had a 0.3 of a second advantage as they crossed the start-finish line. Hamilton seems not to be able to close that gap up as they head around the top of the circuit. Connell trying to close in on Hamilton for second. What can they do? Delamont blocks the inside line as he heads down the pit straight, but he's got enough of the lead. The Jackson Delamont in the Mad Harry Steel cart takes the victory. From Hamilton in the stable karting entry, then it's back to Jeff Connell. Ben Cooper's the next through. Then it's back to Scorgie, ahead of Ames. Then further back to Cooley, Townsend and Shikoski. Rounds out the running order in what was a very exciting Sportsman 125 light final. Up next, it's the rookies here at the ACT titles, brought to you by Stable Karting.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au.
To the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Being Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Being Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Rookies heading out onto the circuit now. 15 laps to the journey for their final. Sean Chibuteri is on the pole. He has won every race so far in this class. And we are still yet to see a driver who has won the first four be beaten in the fifth race of the weekend. So it should be an interesting battle. There's Chibuteri, Balding in second, Travis Lichtenberger in third. Then it's Lachlan Chancellor, Josh Hempel, Josh Fife, Ryan Johnson, J.D. Wirt, and William Pagden. Away and racing, and it's Balding who gets the jump off the start in the 88 card. Heads into Revolution Race Gear, turn number one as your leader. Chibuteri falls back into second position now. It's then the 59 card of Travis Lichtenberger. Behind him, Lachlan Chancellor. Then it's Hemphill as they head up the back straight for the first time. Race leader is still, well, already the change has been made because Balding has found Sean Chibuteri already too quick, and Chibuteri makes the pass and leads this one. So across the line, the 55 cart of Sean Chibuteri now leads the way. Chibuteri ahead of Balding, Travis Lichtenberger, then it's Hemphill, Chancellor, Fife, Johnson, Ewert and Pagden round out the running order. So Sean Chibuteri sets himself up at the front of the field. Then it goes back to Balding and Lichtenberger. Lichtenberger is made the pass, so he is up to second position now. Lichtenberger in the 59 cart, up to second. Now what has he got for Sean Chibuteri at the front of the field? Lichtenberger had a fourth, third and second in the heats, finished third in the pre-final, and now is up into second position. Also, Lachlan Chancellor has made the pass on Josh Hemphill, so he is now up into fifth position. And Cody Boulding, who had 2 second places in the heats, a third in the final heat, and then a second in the pre-final, is starting to fade back away from Littenberger. And that means Lachlan Chancellor will have a chance to try and close up that gap and make a battle of it for this final. So as the rookies continue around the top of the circuit is Sean Chibiteri, who leads the way. His last lap, his best, a 37.317. Chibiteri out in front of Littenberger. Littenberger, who's holding off Cody Boulding. Lachlan Chancellor still sits in fourth place, not closing in on Boulding at all. But now Hemphill, Fife, starting to mix it up there. So the 17 and the 70. Here comes Fife around the outside. No, he has to fall back into line around the top turns. Now tries the crossover move, and Fife will make the pass on Josh Hemphill. So Josh Fife up now ahead of Josh Hemphill. Can he hold off that position? The 70 card leading the 17 after a good drive from Josh Fife, who started behind Hemphill in 6th place. He now makes the pass to go to 5th. They work their way around the top of the circuit. Sean Chibiteri out to almost a 2 second advantage. His best lap, a 37.118. The next best on the circuit is Littenberger, who has a 37.356. Then it's Boulding, his best, a 37.577. So they're all holding about a 0.2 second gap on each other as the leaders work their way up the back straight once again. No, I'm battling for position at the moment. Remember that the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids is on at the Grenfell Kart Club on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. It is a round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Plenty of classes there for you to choose from, including midgets, rookies, junior national light and heavy, junior clubman, senior national light and heavy, senior national super heavy, clubman light and heavy, clubman super heavy, tag restricted light and heavy, Rotax light and heavy, Rotax super heavy, and open performance. They also have a package that'll see you able to enter the closed state titles and race at the Bob High Memorial for 50% off your race entry, plus free usage of the track and camping sites in the week leading up to the closed state title. So it's a great deal for anyone that wants to get the Grenfell double going. Midgets can race at the closest thing to a closed state title at the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. So come and race in a full field of carts and challenge for the great prizes up for grabs. It's the Grenfell Kart Club, Bob High Memorial, and of course it's also the 7th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. With 6 laps now left to run, it's still Sean Chibiteri out in front of the field. He clicks off another lap. Good one, a 37.3. Still consistently ahead. Now half a second faster than Travis Littenberger and Cody Boulding. Boulding does look like he's starting to close in on Littenberger, who sits in second place. But Boulding is still 0.9 of a second back from the second place runner. So as they work their way back around the top of the circuit, Littenberger would be feeling confident that he has a handy buffer, but will it be enough to hold off the charge in these last 5 laps from Boulding? So back marker now, William Pagden about to go a lap down. As the 29 card heads up the back straight, he gives the signal to Shivateri to take him on the outside, and then pulls back into line. Now Littenberger and Balding will come up onto the back of Pagden. This could be critical, where the leaders meet up with the back marker. As Pagden, well, he's going to move out the way. He looks to see how far they are. He checks. That's great driving by William Pagden there. Check to make sure how many cars were behind. Lachlan Chancellor's off into the dirt there. Got to be very lucky that you don't actually lose your chain when you run the ripple strip on the dog leg back onto the front straight. A very common problem. Many a driver has thrown their chain in that situation. Shivateri, Littenberger and Balding. As 3 laps left to run, are your top 3? Lachlan Chancellor, who, well, has had 1 DNF, but a 3rd and 2 4th place finishes. Josh Fyfe, great run from him. Fyfe, who had a 6th, 5th and 7th throughout the weekend, and a DNF along with it, has fought back to now run in 5th position ahead of Josh Hemphill. Ryan Johnson, J.D. Wirt and William Pagden make up the rest of the runners. There's 2 laps left for Sean Shivateri. Travis Littenberg, great run by him today. He's been very solid and worked his way up into now 2nd position in the ACT titles. So as the leader heads towards the white flag, it is Sean Shivateri still lapping in the 37s, in the low 37s I should say, where the rest of the pace has fallen well off. Littenberg is in the 37.7s and Cody Balding now in the 38.1s. So it's been a great drive by youngster in the 55 cart. Sean Shivateri heads up the back straight once again. Travis Littenberg, also very solid, putting in a good lap that time, 37.3. So picking up the pace, but Sean Shivateri is going to take the victory. Shivateri takes a solid win from Travis Littenberg. Balding holds on for third. Then it's back to Lachlan Chancellor, who heads across the finish line. Fyfe will finish ahead of Hemphill, who's coming under pressure. In fact, I think Johnson has got Hemphill now. So good drive by Johnson to get ahead of Josh Hemphill. And then it's J.D. Wirt in 8th and 9th place. A very good drive by William Pagden in the rookies. Up next, it is the Sportsman 125 Heavy here at the ACT titles of 2011. Brought to you by
Karting Equipment, then contact Stable Karting and Engineering. If you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment, then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417-299-175. That's 0417-299-175.
Getting set for a start now, the Sportsman Heavy. As they form up for the final, Todd Davey in the 26, Nick Kamalis in the 13, Kevin Morland in the 87, Jack Turnbull in the 22, Chris Gillette in the 4, Mark Blackmore in the 18, Nicholas Bloodworth in the 16, and Paul Peters in the 71. So they're racing very even off the start. Kamalis might have got the jump, but Davey on the inside. Wallen and Davey come together. Another car taking evasive action. Might have been Bloodworth, I think. Yes, it's Nicholas Bloodworth, and that is a shame because it is Todd Davey, I think, might be in the... Yep, and Davey is bogged. So real trouble there as the start. Interesting to see what the officials may rule on that one, whether it's a racing incident. Yellow flag is out. In fact, it's not Davey that's in the kitty litter. So we'll pick them up as they come across the line. Davey is your race leader. Jack Turnbull is up to second. Bloodworth is in third. Gillette, Wall and Peters. So it was Mark Blackmore that was involved in that incident who took evasive action. And then Nick Kamalis is the driver who has been, well, unceremoniously dumped off the circuit. So that car still isn't off the track completely, so I'm surprised the yellow flag still isn't out there, as Davey Turnbull in the Ruhr's construction card up into second position now, with Bloodworth in third. Wallen, who set off all that shenanigans, has pulled back one place, gotten past Chris Gillette, but he's still got a ways to go till he's on the podium, as Bloodworth is, well, going to make it a challenge for him. They head through the pit turn with 15 laps to go. Wallen in the 87. What damage has he got on that card after that incident that could be affecting how his cart will perform the rest of the way? He's lost a lot of ground on Nicholas Bloodworth on that last lap. So it'll be interesting to see what Wallen can do. He's got a lot of speed in that cart at the end of the straight, but he seemed to have trouble getting through the tighter part of the circuit at the bottom of the track. So if Bloodworth can hang on in a straight line, Wallen might not be able to make a pass through the tighter parts of the circuit, because, well, Wallen's running the ripple strip through the right-hander, and that's upsetting the cart, so it might be driver-made problems, not cart, as Wallen looks to the inside of Bloodworth and completes the pass. So Todd Davey with a 32.641 second lap, fastest on the circuit by some considerable margin. He's opened up over a 2.5 second lead over Jack Turnbull. Then it's back. Turnbull with a 33.18. Kevin Waller now, the second fastest man on the circuit, a 33.14. As Waller just working on something at the radiator there, trying to get some perhaps more temperature in the engine by covering the radiator more. 12 laps remain. Oh, spin, very slow spin that time for Mark Blackmore, who fires it back up going into the pit turn and will keep it running. Doesn't lose a spot, but he had lost control of that, I reckon, going down the pit straight. Don't worry about getting into the pit corner. He was in all sorts of trouble there. And as the leader, Todd Davey, comes through to complete another lap. Davey now well out in front. So, Todd Davey, after winning Heat 3, won the pre-final and now well out in front in the final. Kevin Wallen won the first two heats. The Canberra driver in the Monaco kart led the way. And then, well, he's fallen off the perch a bit in the last couple of races. A second, then a third. Now back in third, chasing down the 22 of Jack Turnbull, who he has about a 0.3 of a second speed advantage over. So Wallen looking to set up Turnbull now as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. And Turnbull will find himself back in third position. So Davey leads the way by over 4 seconds from Kevin Wallen, who makes the move up into second place now. Then it's back to Jack Turnbull. Nicholas Bloodworth, followed by Chris Gillette, Mark Blackmore, and Paul Peters will round out the runners on the circuit as the race leader, doing it comfortably out in front. Still knocking off 32.5 seconds for his last lap, so still putting in good times, not letting himself get complacent at all. Kevin Wallen now up into second place, is still in the 32s himself. A 32.5 that time for Kevin Wallen on his first clean lap. A 32.6 for the race leader, Todd Davey. But with only 8 laps left and a 4 second lead, Wallen would need to be pulling seconds out of his lead every lap, not tenths of seconds. And so Davey knows that he can just keep a good pace, a solid pace, a 32.4. So he's done better than a solid pace there. He's just set the new lap record of the race. 0.3 of a second faster than Todd Davey. So Kevin Wallen now 5 seconds behind, and really with not enough time to start to challenge here, even though there's 7 laps left in this Sportsman 125 heavy final. So further back down the field, no one battling for position currently. Has been an interesting day's racing in this sportsman's class. We still have the super heavies to go, then Junior Max, and we close it out with the club open performance and then the big one, the DD2s, getting set for the big points race of the afternoon. So some great racing still to come here. Don't forget, you can check out all the racing action from today with the www.sportradio.com.au. As Davey continues to set the pace, he goes now and puts Paul Peters one lap down. Also Mark Blackmore going a lap down on this lap as well. Oh no, actually Mark Blackmore won't go a lap down yet. The only fear that Todd Davey has is if Mark Blackmore throws it in front of him, as we saw him already do once in this heat race. Leader coming up on the 18 cart with 3.5 laps left to run. Second place Kevin Wallen, then it's back to Jack Turnbull, further back to Nick Bloodworth. Then it's Gillette, Mark Blackmore and Paul Peters one lap down. Blackmore still holding off the leader for the moment. Blue flag was out, not making it easy. In fact, now he runs wide and does let the leader, Todd Davey, through. 6 second advantage. Todd Davey didn't need to force the point that time, but he gets through cleanly. And as the carts head up the back straight once again, we've got 2.5 laps left to travel. A good drive here by Todd Davey, who is going to take the victory and the ACT title in Sportsman Heavy He heads off now with two laps left to run. A 32.9, so he's starting just to ease off a little bit here on his pace. I guess he did have to pass the back marker on that last lap too, so. Jack Turnbull back there in third. Nicholas Bloodworth in fourth. Gillette, Blackmore. Paul Peters, one lap down. Of course, Nick Kamalis coming together in turn number one with Kevin Wallen, causing, some real shenanigans down there into the first turn. And unfortunately for Kamalis, his race came to an early end. Last lap board is out as Davey heads up the back straight for the final time now. Still 6.7 seconds ahead of Kevin Wallen. It's been a dominant performance by Todd Davey, Kevin Wallen, Jack Turnbull, Nicholas Bloodworth, Chris Gillette, Mark Blackmore, Paul Peters, but Davey takes the title. Davey home first, Wallen home second, Turnbull home in third position. Fourth place will go to the 16 of Nicholas Bloodworth. Not a bad drive from seventh position off the start. Then it goes back to Chris Gillette in fifth. Sixth is Blackmore and seventh is Paul Peters. Up next, Sportsman Super Heavy here at the 2011 ACT titles.
Yes Firewood supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Bateman, Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So, Super Heavies out there ready for their final. Bruce Otter in the one cart will start from the pole. Eddie Ruiz in the 26 starts out of position number 2. Greg Williams in the 15 starts out of 3. 24 is Jacob Blair. The 27 is Rodney Franks. Ian McPhee in the 51. And Owen Guthrie will start tailing Charlie of the field. He's had a good run throughout the weekend, but a DNF in the pre-final sees him start out of position number 7. So, in good form, we get set for a start. It's Sportsman Super Heavy final. Bruce Otter gets the jump off the start. Eddie Ruiz has got up the inside of him. Greg Williams, who almost collected him, lucky to stay in third place, is Williams, who heads down now. Good start by Blair, who is up into fourth position with Franks, McPhee falling back through the field as Guthrie has already got one position. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, race leader is Bruce Otter. Otter works through the dogleg as a good advantage already, 0.8 of a second over Eddie Ruiz in the Ruiz construction cart number 26. And it's back to Greg Williams. Behind Williams in the Tony cart is Jacob Blair. Rodney Franks, Owen Guthrie trying to make up some of that ground that he lost in the previous race. Otter working his way across the star finish line. The stable karting entry driven by Bruce Otter. A 32.988 second lap for Otter. That is 0.9 of a second faster than the next best lap out on the circuit. Eddie Ruiz is a 33.802. Greg Williams a 33.992. There's Jacob Blair, Rodney Franks and Owen Guthrie all in the 34th second laps. Ian McPhee, 35 second laps already. So the super heavies running their carts at 200 kilos minimum weight. A Mojo D2. As they come across the line, Otter. Now, Greg Williams trying to do something to his carburetor there. As he was coming down the front straight, now he's under pressure from Jacob Blair. Let's see, he looks over his shoulder and perhaps indicating that he has got a problem. Blair closed in on him quite noticeably at the end of the straight. So as Otter leads comfortably, Williams back there in third position has some issues which is causing him some concern. Again, he looks over the shoulder to see where Jacob Blair might be. And Blair now makes the move. So I think Williams will try to do the crossover move coming off the top turn. And he completes it. So Williams not giving up as they head through the dogleg. But again, I think Williams has got a throttle problem perhaps. He's not getting full throttle or something to that effect. So Blair's got past him and now it's Franks and Guthrie that are closing in on him. It seems all right mid-speed and getting off the corners. He doesn't seem to have a trouble. Can he get it fixed? Looked all right at the end of the back straight. Bruce Otter is out to a 4.6 second lead last lap. He extends it now to a 5.1 second lead now. So Bruce Otter untroubled at the front of the field. Behind him, Eddie Ruiz in the Roos construction cart. And that's the stable cart, the stable ACT titles leading the way with Bruce Otter at the wheel. Then it's back to Eddie Ruiz. Jacob Blair and Greg Williams swapping positions. And it looks like Williams may have fixed the problem because he seems to be getting up the back straight a lot better. He's certainly not looking as concerned as he was a few laps ago. But what was the cause? No, he's still... Oh, okay, he's got a temperature problem now. He's just pulled one of the pieces of tape off the radiator. Drivers in this class who have a radiator on there, they have numbers of pieces of tape, and as they're looking at their steering wheel data, it can tell them the temperature of the engine, and they can make a decision throughout the race. If they need more airflow, they pull it strip, and that'll allow more air to go through the radiator, and that's the decision that Greg Williams has just made, and it's immediately making a difference as he goes up the inside of Jacob Blair into turn number one. He completes the pass. They've all concertinaed back together. This battle for third place could be an interesting one now if Williams, who gets past Blair, doesn't drive away from him, because Franks and Guthrie are right there or thereabouts, and it's going to make it for an interesting battle. But it looks like Williams might have been able to work out his troubles here, and as he's stripped that off to now no tape whatsoever on that radiator, He certainly picked up a bunch of speed and now pulling away. In fact, a half a second advantage he now holds over Jacob Blair. So Blair is now battling it out for fourth place with Frankson Guthrie right on his back bumper. Bruce Otter's only concern is in the next few laps he'll be closing down on the 51 of Ian McPhee to put him a lap down. But when you've got a over five second lead, in fact it's extended even further to a 7.5 second lead, it's not as if you're going to be pushing the point too hard. You've got time to make a good decision on where you're going to get past that back marker. So as we watch this battle of Blair, Franks and Guthrie for fourth position, they head through the dip and now Franks has got a run on Blair. So what can Blair do to respond? He sits back there and holds off Franks for the moment, but Franks makes the decision to try and do a crossover move coming off the top turns, and Blair is able to match him. So Otter continues to lead as he comes up onto the back of Ian McPhee. The battle is for fourth position as Greg Williams has sorted out his difficulties and has now got himself comfortably ahead of Jacob Blair by a second. So as the leaders work his way across the start-finish line, Bruce Otter now putting Ian McPhee one lap down, still maintaining a huge advantage over Eddie Roos of 8.6 seconds. Otter still circulating in the 33.1 second laps with Eddie Roos at a 33.7 second lap. Williams 33.97, Jacob Blair 33.91, and Rodney Franks, who is the man pushing the point, a 33.886, is the fastest of that group battling for fourth position. What can Franks do as we come down to four laps left to run? Otter's well out in front. Ruiz in second position, no problems for him. Williams now extending his advantage. Oh, and trouble now. Franks and Guthrie look like they came together for a moment. Blair also holds on to that third position. I didn't see what started it, but I certainly saw what how it ended up, and Guthrie's lost a lot of ground in the process of that. So an interesting incident with only three laps left to run. Has Franks got enough time to close that gap back up again? He's still very quick, even if he did drop a bit of time on that lap. Looks like Owen Guthrie struggling to maintain the pace. He's down into the 35 second laps now. So Guthrie falling off the pack as Otter continues on. A lap and a half left for Bruce Otter now. Eddie Ruiz in second. No problems for him. Third place, Greg Williams. Well, he was benefited by the shenanigans going on behind him. Blair still has a battle on his hands as the last lap board is out over the circuit now. Last lap board is out. Race leader, Bruce Otter, in the stable karting, Tony Karp, leading the way from Eddie Ruiz. Behind Ruiz is Williams. Blair holding off the charge from Franks, who is back on the pace once again. But it's all Bruce Otter who wins. Otter takes the victory. Eddie Ruiz will come home in second in that Ruiz Constructions cart. And then it's back to third place. Greg Williams, Blair holds on to fourth, Franks is fifth, Guthrie is sixth, and McPhee will come home in seventh position. So an interesting Sportsman Super Heavy, don't go away. The feature races up very shortly. Before then, the Junior Max and Club Open Performance. And then we have the DD2s back out for what will culminate a great stable karting 2011 titles.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Blow on 0418-964-378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-964-378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all and requirements including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Michael Stewart and Chris Anthony off the front row. Anthony gets the jump and takes the lead. Stewart tries to fight back through Revolution Race Gear, turn number one. They're almost all single file. There's a touch there between the 94 kart of Thomas Randall. We'll see him drop to the back of the field. He was battling Caitlin Wood and Alex Nicholson at the time. They work their way up the back straight as they complete the top of the circuit. Anthony is your race leader. Stewart sits in second position. Anthony, winner in heat number three, but was second to Stewart in heats 1, 2 and the pre-final earlier today. So Stewart would have that confidence knowing that he has had the measure of Anthony right throughout the weekend, knows that he doesn't have to make any rash decisions early, can just wait and bide his time. He makes the pass. Anthony on the crossover, can't complete it. So it is Stewart to the front. Michael Stewart leads the way from Anthony. Lachlan Gibbons now in that 18 cart sits back there in third position. Tried to go through the hole that Stewart went through. Showing some good speed here is Gibbons, a 32.8. The best for Gibbons, a 32.5 for Stewart. So some good racing here in the Junior Rotax Max. Around the top of the circuit, Stewart, Anthony, Gibbons, Griffiths, Wood, Nicholson, Donnelly and Randall. Now Wood looks to the inside of Griffiths and makes the pass. Opens the door up for the 27 of Nicholson also to follow through. So the 81 of Griffiths slots back two positions now into sixth place. Randall has made the move on Corey Donnelly, so Randall trying to gather back up some momentum that was lost in that early incident going into the S's on lap number one. Stewart heads back across the start-finish line, a 32.1. Anthony, fastest kart on the circuit, a 31.8. So Anthony has got the pace, but Stewart, the track position, and we saw earlier today when it was Jackson Delamont, who although was the slowest kart in the top four, he had the track position at the front of the field, and that was enough to secure him his ACT title. So Stuart Anthony Gibbons. Gibbons from the North Shore Karting Club. Caitlin Wood from Newcastle. Also Alex Griffiths out there behind Alex Nicholson. Alex Griffiths from the Dubbo Club. Then it's Thomas Randall from Oakley in Victoria. And Corey Donnelly from the North Shore Karting Club up there at Lithgow. Up there at Eastern Creek they base themselves at. So Randall looks to the inside of Griffiths. Can't quite make the pass as he heads into turn number one. So the 94 of Thomas Randall trying to make the move now. Randall had a two-third place finishes in the heats and then a sixth place in the pre-final and then, of course, fell to the back of this final field. On lap number one is now trying to play catch-up. This time he's got a good run, not going to go up the inside of Griffiths. So as the leaders head through the dip, Michael Stewart now with a 0.25 second gap over Chris Anthony. Anthony, who still holds the fastest lap of the race, a 31.923 over Stewart, a 31.959. Gibbons back there in third position, fading back from the front two, lapping in the 32 seconds, but 32.5, his best of 32.2. So not matching the pace of that front group. Stewart, though, just looks like he's measuring off Anthony's moves now with 10 laps left to run. Doesn't have to do anything other than maintain his pace. Anthony has to try and find a way past Stewart. So it'll be a critical time in this mid-phase of the race where drivers, if they're a little bit complacent, will make a mistake because they get themselves into a rhythm and don't always concentrate the right the way through. So that lapse in concentration can sometimes cause you to lose a spot or two. But both Stewart and Anthony, very experienced drivers. You wouldn't expect them to have concentration lapses, which is why Anthony is trying to keep as much pressure on that back bumper as Stewart's to stop him getting into a rhythm that allow him to just drive away at the front of the field. Lachlan Gibbons back there in third all by himself now. He's 2 seconds behind Anthony and 3 seconds ahead of Caitlin Wood, who is in the 20 cart running in fourth position now. Alex Nicholson, Thomas Randall, they're trying to close in on the back of the 20, but Wood, very good through the S's it seems, is able to pull away from those two who close up towards the end of the straight. But being quick out of that right-hander is a critical part of this racetrack. And Anthony has made the pass back to the lead. So whilst I was looking a little bit further down the grid, Anthony had found his opportunity to make his move. So Stewart has the work to do. Anthony and Stewart have had some great battles throughout this weekend. And at the moment it's Chris Anthony who has the track position after 12 and a half laps. They're coming through to complete lap number 13, and it is Anthony still with the fastest lap of the race, and Anthony and Stewart working their way through the S's once again. So Anthony now with a 0.259 second gap, about the same as what Stewart was able to pull on him, but Anthony has the advantage that he has been that fraction quicker right throughout this race so far. It wasn't enough to stop Stewart from making the move, and Stewart right down back onto the back bumper again. Stewart diving into Revolution Race Gear turn number one, and almost got into that big back bumper of the 21 card of Chris Anthony. So they head up the back straight, around the top of the circuit, and it's an interesting battle at the front of the field. A real chess game with three laps left to go. When does Stewart make his move? They run nose to tail. Stewart closes up going into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. That is his strength. They go through the S's, and this is where Anthony, coming up over the rise, has his advantage. So Anthony now, your race leader, holding off Stewart. The lap time, Stewart now slightly faster. They're both in the 32 zeros. It was an 0.85 for Anthony, an 0.42 for Stewart. Two laps left to go, and Anthony looking over his shoulder, trying to work out where Stewart is to make sure he gets his kart in the right position. As the race leader heads around the top of the circuit once again, it is Chris Anthony and Michael Stewart to the white flag. So Stewart knows he hasn't got much time left. He's been able to close in on him going down. Anthony blocks the run, but not enough to swing out wide to give Stewart the opportunity. Stewart pinches the turn into the right-hander. It costs him ground. They head through the dip and up onto the back straight for the final time. Stewart goes right the way to the outside of the circuit. Anthony to the inside. Around the top turn. Nothing between these two carts as they come off the top turn. Stewart takes the racing line. Anthony protects the inside. But it looks like Anthony might have done enough. And Chris Anthony takes the victory. Michael Stewart home in second, 0.201 of a second behind. Lachlan Gibbons there in third position. Thomas Randall in fourth. Caitlin Wood in fifth. Alex Nicholson, Alex Griffith, and Corey Donnelly rounds out the eight in what was a very exciting final for the Junior Max here at the Stable Karting ACT titles. A great run there. Up next, it's the Club Open Performance.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Heading out onto the circuit now, the open performance. First of our two open performance finals, this one for club members who aren't racing in the DD2 Championship or for DD2 Championship points. So it'll be Ricky Capo who starts from the pole, Michael Hazelton out of position number two, Gordon Wells out of three, Jake Lambie out of four, Brett Staples out of five, Greg Williams out of position number six. So it should be an interesting race as Capo, who has won all four heats or four races so far, will look to continue that trend that has not been broken since Thomas Sargent took the victory in the first of the finals. And so far, that tradition has continued right through. Everyone who's won the first four races today, this weekend, has won the final. So, Ricky Capper, in good formation. Hazelton's not going to make it easy, though. Away and racing, Hazelton Doe. We didn't get a jump that time. Hazelton, well, he got a fantastic start, which is probably why the starter said, no, we're going to call you back and wait till you're both even at the line. So, Hazelton on the outside of the front row. Capo on the inside. Gordon Wells, he could be a joker in the pack, starting out of position number 3 in the 42 cart. Jake Lambie's in the 2 cart. Brett Staples in the 4. And the 15 is Greg Williams. They come down again. Hazelton on the outside. Capo, this time they're racing, and Hazelton gets the jump as they head into turn number 1. You see the drivers shifting down gears. Capo got on the throttle early. Almost got into the back of Hazelton that way that time as they went through the S's. They head up the back straight. Hazelton has got himself a nice little buffer around the top of the circuit. They go Hazelton, Capo. As I mentioned before, Gordon Wells right on Capo's back bumper. Lambie, Staples and Williams is the running order. Across the start finish line. And it's Hazelton from Capo, Wells, Lambie, Staples and Williams. Capo under pressure though, as Hazelton has got clear track in front of him and he is going to make the most of it. Can Hazelton be the first to break the 4 win streaks? He heads down into the pit turn and has got over a half a second lead after the first two laps. It's 0.8 of a second as they cross the line. And now Gordon Wells really starting to put the pressure on the back of Ricky Capo. Staples is moving up through the field. He's past Jake Lambie. And Greg Williams now runs in sixth place. So the club open performance heads down. Hazelton leading the way. Hazelton from Capo. Wells. Wells just a cart length back. Capo over a second behind Hazelton. And with the exception of Capo and Wells, no one really battling for position. Although, as I say, that Lambie is closing back in on Brett Staples. It gets very dark overhead. Could we see something to really change the complexion of the racing here with just one race left to run? 14 laps left to run here in the final of the club open performance. Hazelton, Capo, Wells, Staples, Jake Lambie and Greg Williams. As the leader, Michael Hazelton in that CIG car comes across the start finish line. CIG sponsored entry of Hazelton with Capo sitting back there in second. Gordon Wells in third. Brett Staples now finding Jake Lambie right on his back bumper. So Lambie really starting to put the pressure on. So they work their way around the top of the circuit. Lambie's on a good charge. They head down the pit straight. Nothing between fourth and fifth place runners. They head across the line. Lambie in the SMP security cart goes through into Revolution Race Gear turn number 1. He just can't quite get right onto the back bumper of Staples, who heads through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. Hazelton out in front. Comfortably in that position now. Capo just offline a little bit. Looks like Capo having a little bit of trouble. Of course, Michael Hazelton looked set to win the pre-final when he came through the dogleg on the final time in the lead, through the chain, and Capo was Johnny on the spot to secure his fourth race victory. But it looks like Hazelton, with 10 laps left to run, is going to take it a bit more cautious. Well, as I say that, he runs the ripple strip through the pit turn. And, well, he could, if he's not careful, end up throwing himself into dramas as he did in the pre-final. So Hazelton, after a DNF in heat number one, a third place finish in heat number two, a second place finish in heat number three, and then a second in the pre-final, but that was rolling over the line, is now out in front of this field as Ricky Capo sits in second position. Gordon Wells in one of the Ruiz construction carts back there in third. Then it's Staples and Lambie, who their battle is just up and down at the moment. Greg Williams rounds out the field as they work their way across the start finish line. That 30 card of Hazelton's well out in front, 2.6 seconds. Lambie just losing a bit of ground through the dogleg each time means that he can't set himself up for a pass as he heads down the bottom of the circuit. And it is just affecting him because he's lost too much ground to be able to make a pass there, and it also means he spends the rest of the lap trying to close that gap back up. So Hazelton in the 30 cart leading the way, 3 seconds ahead of Ricky Capo in the 92. Then it's back to Gordon Wells in the 42, Brett Staples in the 4, Lambie in the 2, and Greg Williams in the 15 cart rounds out the field. The Lambie Staples battle continues on for fourth place. As it looks like Staples has got himself a much bigger margin. It was 0.4 of a second last time by. It's still 0.4 of a second this time by, so Lambie is staying there, keeping the pressure on Staples, not letting him ease up at all, as Hazelton is continuing to lead. This Jake Lambie Brett Staples battle has been up and down all weekend. Lambie finished third in heat one, Staples fourth. Lambie finished fourth in heat two, Staples fifth. Lambie finished fifth in heat three, Staples fourth. Then they finished fourth and fifth respectively in the pre-final with four laps left to run. This time by Michael Hazelton, Ricky Capo and Gordon Wells well out in front. Staples in second position as it gets darker and darker over the Canberra Cartway, and we still have the main event of the day to run, the DD2 final, with 17 carts. Should be a great race. Hazelton with three laps left to run here in the Club Open Performance Final, well in top across the start finish line. Capo followed by Wells. Then it's back to Staples and Lambie, who their battle has really started to fizzle out as Staples has maintained his position ahead of Lambie now. Then it's back to Greg Williams, who rounds out the field. Two laps remaining for the race leader in Michael Hazelton. Almost a light-to-flag victory he'll pull off here. And what has been an interesting day's racing for the Club Open Performance races. Gordon Wells doing his best to try and keep in contact with Ricky Capo, but still a second behind the 92 cart, so unable to challenge for position on this last lap. As Hazelton heads into turn number one. Race leader heads up the back straight for the final time. Capo and Wells sitting in second and third. No doubt about the winner, though, as he heads into the pit turn for the final time. Michael Hazelton takes the ACT title. Capo home in second. Third, Gordon Wells. Then it'll be the four card of Staples in fourth. Fifth, Lambie. And sixth place is Greg Williams. Up next, it's the final of the DT2 Open Performance. This one is for the points.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain, plumbing, or have the call, system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco pad. Leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the...
Well, Damien Ward will start on the pole. He's won all four races so far. Kyle Ensby is in position number two. Travis Miller in three. Jason Pringle in four. Thomas McDonald in five. Hughes, Flood, Lengren, Donnelly, Greed, Ruiz, Boyd, Delamont, McLean, Coughlin, Wall and Bink. As they're away and racing. A big start on the outside, a touch on Damien Ward into the back of Ensby. That's allowed up the inside, the 93 car to Travis Miller. Further dramas back in the field as Wall falls down through the running. Also does the 5 car of Coughlin as they work their way around the top of the circuit for the first time. An interesting start as Damien Ward has been dominant here right throughout the weekend. He's got some work to do now as he'll have to come out of third. Oh, he's back even further now. He's out of fifth position after lap number one. 1.4 seconds back on Travis Miller in the 93 car, who was Johnny on the spot, starting out of position number three when Ward and Ensby came together. Around the top of the circuit now, Kane Hughes, Jason Pringle, Thomas McDonald, all ahead of Ward, the first of the Queenslanders, has got Ensby behind him. But, oh, more dramas further back in the pack as they still try to sort themselves out. Race leader is Miller, his first true flying lap, a 31.701, fastest lap of the race so far. is Thomas McDonald, a 31.638. No, it's a 31.376 by Damien Ward, who's now the fastest man on the circuit. So the fastest man on the track is in fifth place. Now it's Ensby, who is up there with a 31.681 in position number six. So they will start to close in quite quickly and battle it out for those top sets on the podium, and also the all valuable points to get them to the world final. Travis Miller in the 93, a 0.6 of a second gap at the front of the field. Miller so far this weekend, 2 second places in the heats, a third in the heat, a third in the pre-final. So has had good form, has been there and about throughout the weekend, and is now making the most of the opportunity that's afforded him. Kane Hughes was out of the position number six in this final. Hughes, a 16th in heat number one, a 5th in heat number two, a 6th in heat number three, along with a 6th in the pre-final. So Hughes, really a big winner out of the shenanigans off the start so far. Pringle, McDonald, Ward, right on the back of Pringle now. But Pringle's no easy man to pass, as we saw in the pre-final. Thomas McDonald and Jason Pringle having a fantastic battle right the way through. Full count of the field now as we've completed five laps. It's Miller, Hughes, Pringle, McDonald, Ward, Ensby, Flood, Lindgren, Donnelly, Greed, Delamont, Boyd, Bink, McLean, Ruiz, Wall and Coughlin. As now, a move there by Hughes, by Pringle on Hughes. So Pringle up into second position, and now it's Ensby and Ward who are starting to fight their way up through the field, and that means Ward is about to battle it out for a step on the podium as he starts his march forward. Miller leads the way from Pringle. Hughes, Ward, McDonald's down two spots now to fifth. Ensby trying to make the move, has completed it now on McDonald. So Ensby is up one more spot. They work their way around the top of the circuit. Travis Miller, he knows that he's going to have some pressure later on. With 10 laps left to run, he is making sure he has got as big advantage as he can as the first raindrops start to appear on the top of the starter's tower. So, how heavy will this precipitation be? And what effect will it have? Well, at the moment it should have no effect. The tyres are hot, the track is still warm. But as the leaders work their way around the circuit, Miller has got the box seat. He's 1.6 seconds ahead of Jason Pringle, Kyle Hughes, Damien Ward now ahead of Hughes, as Ensby makes the pass on Ward up into third position. So Ensby now, the second place man in the pre-final. He sat on the pole in the pre-final. And Ward comes back at him. And Ward makes the pass at the top of the circuit. It opened the door now. It looks like Hughes might have another chance to take the spot away. No, Ensby holds on. Miller continues to lead with eight laps left to run. Pringle sits in third. Ward coming back up through the field with Ensby. Ward and Ensby battling it out. Back then to Hughes. Then it's back to the 24 car to Flood. And Thomas McDonald falling through the field. Lindgren, Donnelly, Greed, Delamont, Boyd, Bink, Ruiz, McLean, Coughlin and Wall complete the running order on lap 10. Travis Miller across the start finish line, leading by 1.8 seconds, so he's maintaining that advantage. It's Jason Pringle now who's got all the pressure about to be applied to his back bumper as Damien Ward and Kyle Ensby continue to fight it out. Up the inside now, Ward looks to make a move on Pringle. Can't pull it off. Ensby, does he get to respond? No, Ward. Oh, Ensby and Ward looked like they were nose to tail touching each other that time. But gives Pringle some breathing space, which he will appreciate. It's 0.3 of a second, the gap between first and second position. Leader Travis Miller, six laps remaining. Back to Pringle, then it's Ward, Ensby, Hughes, Flood, Lindgren, McDonald, Donnelly, Greed, Delamont, Bink, Boyd, Ruiz, McLean, Coughlin and Wall. Great drive by Travis Miller out in front of the field. Pringle hitting the ripple strip. That's cost him some time, and Ward is about to pounce on him once again. They go into the S's, nose to tail. Pringle out of the S's quite smoothly. Ward is matching his pace now as they head up the back straight. They work their way along the back straight into the top turn now. And it's still Pringle in second. Ward out of the top turn a lot faster. Pringle protects the inside line. Ward looks to make the move. Pringle holds on. Ensby out there fighting as well. A three-way battle for second place. As now it's the 24 of Flood trying to make a move on Hughes back there in sixth position. There's battles all over the circuit, but we're concentrating on the battle for second as Travis Miller leads this one quite comfortably. Pringle, not an easy man to pass, as I mentioned earlier, and Damien Ward is finding out just how difficult he is now. Ward to the inside and makes a pass going into the pit turn. Damien Ward now up into second position with three laps left to run. He has a 2.4 second deficit to try and make up. What can he do as they're through the S's now? Ensby wants to make sure he doesn't drop too many more points to Ward as they head up the back straight once again. Great racing here from the DDD2s. And it is Ensby up the inside. Pringle comes back at him. So having a go as well is Flood. Ensby comes back as the rain drops get heavier on the circuit. We can see the circuit condition starting to grey up from get darker from the rain. So it's two laps left to run. And it is Miller in front. Ward, Ensby, Pringle, Flood, the running order as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Travis Miller now would be happy that he has got an advantage as the last lap board comes out. The track is getting slippery. Miller is in front. He looks over his shoulder to see where Ward is. Ward keeping a tight line into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Doesn't know where Ensby is, but Ensby is still 0.3 of a second back. As they work their way up the back straight now for the final time, it is Travis Miller who started out of position number three who has taken the victory here in the ACT titles for open performance. Miller takes the win. Ward in second. Ensby in third. Pringle back there next behind him. Flood, McDonald, Lindgren, Hughes, Donnelly, Greed, Bink across the line next. Delamont. Aruz gets ahead of Delamont, Boyd, McLean, Coughlin and Wall rounds out the running order as the rain really starts to pick up here in the final of DD2. What a race it was. Our thanks to all the officials throughout the weekend. We appreciate their support here at the Canberra Kartway. Travis Miller taking the victory in the DD2 final of the Stable Karting ACT titles for 2011. We look forward to seeing you all back here in June for the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Until then, have a safe trip home.